Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. I tell you, it's the biggest thing that's ever happened to wash day. Have you heard the news? Well, just listen to your washing machine. Now it's proved by test which wash day soap is best. Does everything best.
Look, fun, but do you really expect me to believe that?
It's true. This new kind of soap does everything and does it best. Tests against 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Bar soaps, chips, powders, all 25 were tested for the things that are most important to you on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with greatest safety to colors. And Dove came out ahead on all 3 points combined.
Didn't any of those soaps beat Dove?
Not a one. Compared to Dove, some soaps were short on whiteness for towels. Some couldn't produce the kind of suds to get work clothes clean. And most soaps couldn't touch Dove on safety for the nice colors you wash. So you see, Does really has a winning combination.
Well, I have a mighty tough wash to do. Lots of dirty towels and greasy work shirts.
All the more reason you need Does. It gets towels whiter and work shirts clean easier than soap after soap. Its cleaning power is absolutely unsurpassed. Yet your prettiest colored slips actually stay bright longer with Does. Like I said, for whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors combined, this new kind of wash day soap tests its best. Just try Does and listen to your washing machine. Does wins the wash day test. Does outdoes the rest. Does everything best. Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. Like chickens coming home to roost, everyone involved in the near tragedy surrounding the $25,000 is descending upon Elsie Warren's home at 2024 Jennifer Street. Jake is already there. Jake, ironically enough, had also been confined to the Hillcrest rest home, and on the very day Molly was admitted, Jake was discharged. He made straight for the house in Greensville, and there ran smack into Elsie. Well, gradually, the two of them have been piecing together the story, but much of it they still don't know. Molly, Mike, Rosie, and Uncle David are speeding in a cab toward Elsie's house, hoping against hope that they will arrive before Elsie learns the truth. Listen.
Mike, will you just sit back and relax? I thought I was the nervous one.
I'm okay. I'm all right. Just that guy Joe Ellis I'm thinking about. Oh, he ain't the smartest guy in the world, and unless I tip him off and tell him not to say anything to Elsie, he's liable to spill everything. And where will I be? Out in the cold. Believe me, Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, we'll be there soon. We'll be to 202 for Jennifer Street. And what will be will have to be,
oh,
Mike.
You wouldn't say that, Mrs. Goldberg, if you knew how much Elsie means to me. Love hits a guy at my age pretty hard. I never was the romantic type. Spent most of my life trying to get rich quick. A fine way to waste your life, huh? Life's for living. I know that now. I don't want to postpone it anymore if I can help it.
You wouldn't. Let us only find out about Mr. Goldberg.
Hey, buddy. Will you stop the cab a minute? I want a phone.
Again, Mike?
Yes, maybe Joe's there now. I just want to tip him off. I want to be sure he won't talk until I see Elsie first.
But it wouldn't be better if we went directly. Oh, let us go directly.
Won't you please sit down and have something to eat?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mrs. Warren.
You can sit right there, please.
I'll just have a cup of coffee, thank you.
Is that all?
Yes, thank you. I'm too upset to eat at the moment, thank you.
I know. I know exactly how you feel.
And I know how you feel, Mrs. Warren.
I'm not going to believe any of these stories about my daughter. Not until I have proof.
That's because you're a mother. To a mother, a child can do no wrong. I'm a father, not a mother. And if anybody came to me black and white with proof, would I? Could I believe any wrong about my children? I couldn't, and you can.
No, I can't, Mr. Goldberg.
I'll take a little sugar, please.
Oh, thank
you. I'm very sorry you didn't ask Mr. Mike Hilton about Mrs. Goldberg.
I didn't want to ask too many questions. I don't want him to suspect that I know what's been going on. Won't you take a piece of cake?
No, thank you. You're a very lucky woman, Mrs. Warren, that all this was nibbled in the bud. before you came too involved with Mr. Hilton.
And to tell you the truth, Mr. Goldberg, I was becoming awful fond of him. He seemed so kind.
Kindness can be a mighty weapon.
And you can do more for people in the world when you lift your hand out of plain, ordinary kindness than when you do anything because of love.
When kindness don't wear a mask, a false face, which evidently Mike Hilton no doubt did.
There's a cab stopping in front of the house.
Is that the gentleman? Is that Mike Hilton?
No.
Well, who is that?
Oh, that must be his friend, Joe Ellis.
Not a very pleasant-looking man, Mrs. Warren. What do you think?
I think we've got to be awful careful.
Yeah, I think maybe it would be better if you didn't introduce me as Mr. Goldberg.
Oh, yes. I'll just say you're a neighbor and you dropped
yes,
in.
Yes, just say I dropped in and what's my name?
Well,
How is Mr. Jackson?
Mr. Jackson?
Yes, I'm in the lumber business.
All right, in the lumber business. I'm speaking to you about building a new porch after the war.
Yes, and I'll have to give you an estimate.
Yes.
We'll just let him talk and see what we can find out.
All right, that's it.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous, Mrs. Byron. I'm here right beside you. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
Who is it?
Oh, well, what do you know? Company, huh?
How do you do?
Tom.
I'm Elsie Warren.
Yeah, Mike's been telling me a whole lot about you, Mrs. Warren.
Oh, has he? Well, then I take it you're his friend, Joe Ellis.
That's right.
This is Mr. Jackson, a neighbor and a friend.
Yeah, right? Lumber business. I'm here discussing the possibility of a porch for Mrs. Warren at the end of the war.
Won't you sit down?
What did you say the name was?
Mr. Jackson. Mr. Jackson.
Sit down, Mr.
Ellis. Going in for alterations, huh?
Well, it's Mike's idea.
Yeah, he's got big ideas, Mike has.
Well, we want the house comfortable. And when folks are thinking of getting married...
Well, sure, you got to make plans.
That's right. Folks have to plan their lives. Them that don't look ahead often find themselves in some bad scrapes. Right, Mr. Ellis?
Oh, yeah, sure. I agree with you 100%. Mr. Jackson, you located in Greensville?
Yeah, yes, right here in the town of Greensville.
I see. Yeah. Mike, know you were planning a porch, Mrs. Warren?
Mike? Why, I don't think so. You see, I wrote Mr. Jackson when I was still in California, and when I arrived this morning, I called him.
I'll
take it.
I'm sorry.
Hello? Yes, this is 204 Nessa Street. Yes. Just a minute, please. It's for you.
For me?
Yes.
Thank you. Hello? Hello? Yes. Yes, this is Mr. Goldberg.
What?
I mean...
Hang up that receiver.
Please remember, you're in my house.
I said hang up that receiver, Mr. Jackson Goldberg. All right, now sit down, both of you. So this is the way Mike's been playing ball with me, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Ellis.
Oh, you don't. Just like a babe in the woods, that's all. Just sitting here like Mother Goose with Mr. Jackson, planning a little porch for you and Mike to sit rocking on, eh? Maybe you didn't know this guy here is Jay Goldberg, the guy who was supposed to have vanished with the 25 grand.
Mr. Ellis, don't...
Listen, you've given me enough headaches.
Me?
Oh, so you're innocent too, huh? Well, right now, just keep that trap of yours shut while I do some talking.
Please.
You were going to settle down with Mike, huh? I'll bet that porch you were planning was to be built with the 25 grand you guys were going to split up without me.
I didn't know anything about the money until a few minutes ago.
I give you my voice.
Oh, yeah, and what else? Okay, just listen to me then. Where is the dough, Mr. Goldberg?
I have the money, Mr. Ellis, if you want to know.
Well, that's real nice of you. Now, hand it over.
Not until I see my wife.
So you're going to start that all over again?
Start what?
I'm asking a question. First, your wife gives me that line about find my husband and I'll give you the money. And now you. Well, I've been running a bureau of missing persons long enough, and if I don't get that dope pronto, there's going to be a whole slew of missing persons.
Oh, stop threatening, Mr. Ellis.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got a little news for you, too, dearie. You know where that daughter of yours is?
Yes. I happen to know where she is, Mr. Ellis.
Oh, you do?
Well, this is getting better by the minute.
Yeah, she's in Lexington, Betty, in my home.
You know she's not there on a vacation, don't you? She's up there hiding from the cops. But this can't be news to you, Mrs. Warren, from the looks of things around here.
Oh,
please, Mrs. Warren.
Now, go on. If you did a little crying over that daughter of yours before she stole the 25 grand.
It's not true.
It ain't, huh? Then what's she doing in Lastonbury hiding out?
And Mrs. Goldboy, where is she?
In the nut house, Pop, that's where.
Huh?
Yeah, huh. And I got an idea you're all tied up in this, too, see? You, Mr. Goldberg, you're supposed to be dead.
Me? Dead?
Sure, that's what your wife said.
Mrs. Goldberg thought I was...
But here you be, and you, Mrs. Warren. I kept saying you were innocent. But now I find the innocent one with the guy who's supposed to be dead, and both of you sitting calmly on the 25 grand. Hands off. I'll take it. Hello?
Hello. Hello. That you, Joe?
Yeah, Mike?
Gee, I'm glad I got to you in time. Look, Joe, Elsie's home.
That's right.
So don't say anything like get there, will you?
Sure, Mike. Anything for a pal. Hurry home. I'll wait. Wise guy.
Well, Joe Ellis seems to be back in form. Remembering the punishment Molly took from him a while back, we can only guess at the treatment ahead for Jake and Elsie. You know, it's interesting how differently people react to things. Yesterday, I was telling some ladies the big news about Dove. I explained that in tests against 25 different wash day soaps, this new kind of soap not only does everything best in your wash, it does everything best in your dishpan, too. One lady remarked...
Ridiculous. No soap could do all that.
But another lady said...
I knew none of them could beat Dove. That's my soap.
Well, it's true. Only Dove gives you this amazing combination for dishes. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to hands. None of those soaps could match all Dove does.
I've said that right along.
Well, good for you. You know, Dove gives you more suds faster than soap after soap. Suds that really last, so you don't have to keep adding soap. Dove gets going on grease quicker, too. Yet Dove is kinder to your hands. Why, this new kind of soap leaves hands beautifully smooth. Yes, in the dishpan, too. Dove does everything and does it best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Dove. Events at Elsie's house are taking on whirlwind speed, and everyone is pulled in. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Dove, the soap that does everything best. Keep saving used kitchen fat. Strain it into a clean can. Take it to your butcher. Make fat fight on till Tokyo surrenders.